Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. at our church and at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga at 9 a.m. Pacific. But if you can't travel, you can always join us on our live stream at 9 a.m. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship, click on the live stream, and join us on our live stream. You can chat, you can pray, or get prayer concerns, and just watch the whole service if you'd like. We do record everything. We record our children's messages. We record our Sunday sermons. We record the whole service and put them on our YouTube channel, which is the Seed Christian Fellowship. So join us on Sundays. Last week, we started our Advent series. Advent means coming. And for sure, whether or not we are ready, Christmas is coming. There are four Sundays in Advent. We have four Sundays to focus on preparing our hearts, our homes, our holidays for the celebration of Christmas. Our first Advent Sunday, or when you listen to the message, it was probably Saturday. I don't know when you listen to it. But I did a message last week called Hope in Harrowing Times. And we talked about Zachariah and Elizabeth, who had waited many years to have a child. They were old, and their hopes had been dashed and delayed. The Christmas story occurs after a 400-year silence from God. The people of Israel had been hoping and waiting for their Messiah for 400 years. Their hope had been long delayed, and they are now ruled in their homeland by a Roman emperor. Zechariah and Elizabeth and the people of Israel all understood hope in harrowing times. Their story reminds me of our story today. I always ask the people out of our church, I ask you that are listening, to put yourself in the story of the Bible. Well, with a worldwide pandemic, with COVID-19, I think we can understand or we can try to understand or try to find hope and what it means to live in harrowing times. Have you ever had your hope delayed? That's a silly question. Just look at what we've been living through for the last almost year and a half, 2 years. Have you ever had a day or two where you've lost hope in these harrowing times of COVID-19? I know I have. My hope has been stretched to the limits. My mother-in-law passed away. My brother passed away. My dad passed away. My father-in-law, who has been like a dad to me, just passed away. Sandra, who founded Alliance for Children Everywhere, who we've had here on the radio program promoting our mission in Zambia, passed away. She's been like a wonderful mother to our daughter when our daughter was in Africa with her. I think of all the grief and the grief that people have faced with COVID-19. I think we're all aware of the sorrow of the loss of what we called normal. And I'm sure we can all relate to having our hope delayed. I pray every day that we can find hope in these harrowing times. Thank God for Advent. Thank God on the first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope, heaven's one promise, Emmanuel. Today, we come to the prophetic words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah is prophesying that God would be sending his son into the world. These prophetic words were spoken around 700 BC. Now that is 300 years before the last words of the Old Testament found in Malachi. Add those 300 words from Isaiah to Malachi's 400 years to Zechariah and Elizabeth, and you got 700 years before God delivered Emmanuel. Hope delayed? Listen, God's time is not our time. Let us pray. Lord God of all creation, create in us a new spirit today. Show us how your love has endured from the beginning of time. Amen. If you have your Bible, grab it. We're going to be in Isaiah 7:14, and then we're going to turn to Matthew 1:18-25. Isaiah 7:14. I'm going to pause too here. If you don't have a Bible, email me at Pastor Dave@TheSeed Christian Fellowship. I'll mail you a Bible. I'll put God's word in your hands. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Matthew 1:18-25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The first 17 verses of Matthew give us a wonderful genealogy of Jesus. Matthew is writing to the Jewish people. He breaks down Israel's history into three sets of 14 generations. This genealogy is important because it tells us that Jesus comes from the line of David. Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, is from the line of David. Joseph is engaged to be married to his bride Mary. In those days, marriages were usually arranged by the two fathers, the father of the groom and the father of the bride. When the bride price was negotiated, the two fathers celebrated the covenant of marriage with a glass of wine to seal the deal. And after this glass of wine was poured, after they celebrate and share the cup of wine, they pour a glass of wine for the young man, or the young groom, in this case, Joseph. And the groom then offered the glass of wine. He would go into the other room where Mary, in this case, was there, or the young bride would be, and he would stand there holding the cup of wine in front of her, and he would say, "I give you my life." The bride-to-be now had the most important decision to make in her life. She could refuse the cup, and there'd be no marriage. But if she agreed to the marriage, she would take the cup of wine and she would look at her husband and she would, or her groom, her husband-to-be, and she would say, "I accept your life and I give you mine." The marriage covenant was then sealed with the two of them sharing the cup of wine. The young man then went to his father's house and built a room addition there for himself and his bride. This period of time lasted about a year. In the eyes of all the people, this young couple were now married. You can see this Jewish custom of marriage really worked out in John, and we don't have time to work on it today, but in John 13, when the disciples share the Last Supper with Jesus. And when the third cup is passed, Jesus stands up and he says, "I give you my life." It's the marriage custom. And then and they have a decision to make. They can say, "I accept your life and give you mine." And then in John 14, I would love it. He says, "In my Father's house are many rooms, and I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back to take you to be with me where I am." And that's the marriage custom. And that's what happens here with Joseph and Mary. They are pledged to be married. They share the cup of wine. And then Joseph goes to prepare the room. stop. Stop and think of the news that Joseph had just heard, though. Mary is found to be pregnant. He's over at his father's house working away, building a room so he can bring Mary to live with him. What is going on in Joseph's mind? How must his heart have sunken in his chest? His hopes, his dreams, his desire for a wife and family are falling apart. Let us stop and think about the story for a minute. Enter into this story. Let us walk in Joseph's shoes. Breathe the air he was breathing. How would you feel if you were in this situation? Would you be humiliated or angry or jealous? Matthew does not tell us how Joseph felt, but he does tell us that Joseph was going to divorce her quietly. We're also told by Matthew that Joseph was a righteous man, and he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. The word that Matthew uses for disgrace is diagematazio, which means, or if we translate it, it's really hard to translate, it means to make a display of, to make an example of, to make a spectacle of, to put to shame, to make a disgrace publicly. And we just translate that word, disgrace. He didn't want to disgrace her. He didn't want to make a display of her. He didn't want to make an example of her. He didn't want to make a spectacle about this. He didn't want to put her to shame. Boy, we could learn a lot from Joseph. What a powerful word picture. Joseph was a righteous man, and he did not want to make a public display of the one person he loved the most. He did not want to shame her or disgrace her. I could imagine that the weight of all this and the pressure that Joseph was facing, he was having a huge wrestling battle in his own mind. On one shoulder, now this is just my picture, on one shoulder is one angel asking for justice, and on the other is another angel whispering for mercy and compassion. I think we have those. We want justice. We want mercy and compassion. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We're talking about Mary and Joseph, and what was the wrestling match that Joseph had? Maybe on one shoulder, you got the voice of an angel going, I want justice. This is not right. I want, you know, we got to make this right. And on the other shoulder is mercy and compassion. Joseph did what any righteous man would have done. He went to sleep. That's what he did. He went to sleep. I think we do that a lot. When I had COVID this past month, my wife says I must have slept for 22 hours a day. But sometimes when we're really struggling, we crawl in bed and pull the covers over our head and we think this is going to go away. Well, that's what Joseph did. He went to sleep. He thinks that maybe things will be a little different when he wakes up in the morning. But before retiring to sleep, Joseph had decided to go along with the side of compassion and divorce Mary quietly. This way, he could fulfill the law, but it would be done with compassion and mercy. Here's where we read read about God's enduring love. God sent a real-life angel to speak to Joseph in his dreams. Listen to the words of the angel. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. What a wonderful thing it can be for us when we sleep on a difficult decision. I would say lesson number one, never rule out how God can use your dream life. The angel tells Joseph, don't be afraid. This child is from God and you are to name him Jesus. I'm going to pause there and also say, you know, sometimes when we're with difficult decisions, we grab our phone and start texting people and saying things we shouldn't say. Maybe I'm going to tell you, when you get some news you're not really happy with, put your phone away. Put your iPad away. Put your computer away and sleep on it. That's what Joseph does. He sleeps on it. When Joseph woke up the next morning, all his best laid plans had fallen to the wayside. Joseph did not divorce Mary quietly. Instead, Joseph took Mary as his wife. Love endured. God's love endured. Do you know that the definition of endured means to suffer something painful or difficult patiently? That's what endured means. To suffer something painful or difficult patiently. God's love for Joseph endured, as did God's love for Mary. God's plan to save the world, which had been waiting since the creation of time, was now in full force. Joseph took Mary home to be his wife, enduring love. Love that suffers something painful or difficult patiently. Do you believe that God's love will endure for you in this time of COVID-19, shutdowns, lockdowns, quarantines, loss, illness, and even death? Will your love endure as you suffer through this painful and difficult time? Advent hope brings God's enduring love. Let me tell you that again. Advent hope brings God's enduring love, a love that will help us to suffer this painful season, this difficult time patiently. There is no other way. We all have been placed in COVID-19, and with God's love, we will endure. Well, back to Joseph. What was going on in his mind? He was in his father's house preparing a place for his lovely bride. He had been working, planning, dreaming about his future and the life he and Mary would have together. But where were his hopes and dreams? Was he thinking about how many children they would have? Would they be boys? Would they be girls? Was he hoping to build up his father's business so that they could have more camels and lots of sheep? Was Joseph dreaming of taking his family on yearly vacations to the Sea of Galilee? Was he hoping and dreaming of bringing the family down to Jerusalem for the yearly festival of Passover? Joseph was a happy man at this point in his life. He's going to be married, and his life was looking pretty darn good. And then one day, it all came crashing down. Mary was pregnant. How could this be? What would people think? What would people say? His beautiful bride-to-be was pregnant? Mary told him about her encounter with the angel Gabriel and what the angel Gabriel said to her. In Luke, this is Luke's recording, Mary, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary, don't be afraid. You're going to be with a child. Name him Jesus. He'll be called the Son of the Most High God. Nothing is impossible for God, Mary. Think of Mary coming and telling Joseph that. Does Joseph believe Mary? No. His dreams were lost. His dreams were shattered. His hopes were dashed. So what happens next in the story? The word states that Joseph was, quote-unquote, a righteous man. Instead of making Mary's pregnancy public and shaming her, Joseph decides to dismiss her. The Greek word Matthew uses for dismiss is apaluo. It means to set aside or to put away. Dismissing is the common word used in their culture for divorce. Joseph did not want to disgrace her, or disgrace Mary. She could be stoned for being pregnant. That means killed, okay? Not married. Being pregnant, not married, they would throw stones at her until she died. Joseph loved Mary deeply, but he did not believe Mary's story. He decided to set her aside, put her away, or dismiss her. Lost dreams, dreams shattered. Have you ever been there? Are you there right now? I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know how your dreams have been shattered. I do know that we're all facing this pandemic. Maybe you're stuck in an addiction that you can't get out of. Maybe you're stuck in a broken relationship. Maybe a divorce. Maybe a lost job with the economy the way it's been. I think we all can relate to this story. How many of us feel like Joseph? Enter 2020. We started, and then look at 2021. We started out our year in 2020 believing that God was going to give us perfect vision, 2020. And look what happened. The pandemic hit. Have we lost our dreams? Have our dreams been shattered? Maybe you've lost your dream home. Maybe you cannot get ahead and stay ahead. Maybe your health is an area of concern, especially right now with the pandemic. Maybe you've been dealing with depression. Yeah, I said it. I tell you what, I think there's a lot of us dealing with depression or anxiety. Maybe there's a relationship in your life that's been broken and you wonder if you'll ever get it repaired. Maybe your dream job has been eliminated and you're looking for employment. We're living in a time when dreams are being shattered right and left. And it's not, and maybe it's your turn on the chopping block. Then you know who someone else is. Maybe it's not your turn on the chopping block. Maybe it is. But if it's not, you know someone else's whose dreams have been shattered or who's lost a loved one because of COVID. Can you imagine what happened when Joseph woke up? Joseph had a dream. He heard from the Lord through the angel in the dream. Did you notice that what Joseph did in verse 24? When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. And he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and Joseph named the baby Jesus. When Joseph woke up from his pull the covers over your head and sleep the world away dream, he got up and he did exactly what the angel told him to do. He did not talk it over with his dad. He did not ask his best friend for advice. He did not go to work or take a poll or whatever find out what everyone else thought. He didn't text 100 people and say, "What do you think?" He went and took Mary as his wife. Remember the home that he's building? He went and he got Mary and he brought her home to live with him. He did not care what others would say. Let me say that again. He did not care what others would say. Boy, are we stuck with that one. We're so worried about what we look like, what others think about us. Joseph didn't care what others said or what they would say when they found out she was pregnant. Joseph had been visited by an angel in a dream, and he said, "Mary, I love you. Come home with me. Be my wife." I get it. An angel visited me, and we're going to name our son Jesus. And just like that, Joseph was given a new dream, a new promise. The baby is from the Holy Spirit, and you shall name him Jesus, and they'll call him Emmanuel, God with us. As soon as Joseph woke up from his dream, he's off and running. Think about the obedience. There are three kinds of obedience, I say: disobedience, delayed obedience, and instant obedience. Talk about instant obedience. From shattered dreams to dreams fulfilled, not like Joe thought, not like he planned, but better than he could ask or imagine. How about us? How about you and me? How do we receive the news of Emmanuel, God with us? I want to close with a thought. God is with us. God is with you and me. God is with you, and I don't always understand. God is with me, and I don't always understand. Listen to next week's message. We've heard about hope in harrowing times, God's enduring love. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, with me, I lift up my hands to you. I give you my life. I give you my dreams. Reshape them. Reshape me. Give me Joseph's eyes this week. If I need an angel in a dream, I'm ready, Lord. Help me to wake up from my slumber and help me to obey. Help me to do what you ask me to do. Lord, prepare my heart for Christmas. In Jesus' mighty name, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.